This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16 and you're listening to The Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And up next, we're looking at the latest call for nightclubs to be reopened.
Yes, so it's a renewal of a call that has been happening for a while now, but I think gaining strength because of this move that we are now going into the endemic stage, right, where many more things are being allowed, events are being allowed. And so Trade Group Coalition Industries Unite is essentially urging the government to allow nightclubs to operate with health and safety measures in place. And they're saying that if we're transitioning into this endemic phase, why should nightclubs alone be left out? Why should they remain closed? And they highlighted particular reasons why they should be allowed to reopen: the fact that they contribute to our employment market, that they bring in revenue for the economy, that they do play an important role in terms of being tourist spots, and the fact that being allowed to open will allow them to also take advantage of the legislations and license boundaries. They could pivot into, for instance, serving food or serving beverages rather than just being a quote-unquote night spot, right? So a lot of good points there, and I think adding to a conversation that in many ways has been coming up, resurfacing over and over again as we talk about what it means to reopen.
So here's the thing, that resurfacing over and over is important because I think about all the conversations that we've had in terms of pandemic, endemic, all the times, all the things that we've repeated, whether it's vaccinations, whether it's restaurant SOPs, hair salons, like there have been some businesses that we have just visited over and over again as things changed, to see how things were going with business owners. And the one that always makes me saddest actually are nightclub and entertainment owners, because for them, nothing has changed really. You know, it's just been a blanket no. And despite the fact that they have often said, listen, I mean, if what is the difference, really? What is the true difference between some other spaces and us in terms of distancing, in terms of safety? And yet the recurring theme really from the government has been high risk. That's what we keep hearing, that it's a high risk space. And so I think today we just wanted to check in with the statement now coming out, but also to look at what is the deal, right? Like, what actually is happening? And we'd like to hear from you. Do you think it's time for nightclubs and other entertainment industry venues to be reopened? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sharing his experiences with us now is Rowan Sien, co-founder of The Roof, which is a dining and entertainment hub. Rowan, thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So how have the closures affected your business?
Reminder that these closures for nightlife has been since March 2020. I'm sure fully aware of that. And it's a bit past 2 years of this and been singled out as the only industry that is not allowed to open. I mean, I think in that introduction, there's so much you've covered on, you know, it being an endemic stage with like 94% of the nation. Is that the statistic? 94% of the nation of adults already been vaccinated. We're in phase four. Why is nightlife the only industry singled out? It's been rough. There's no two ways about it. I don't think any club owner that you meet would not say it's maybe the worst industry that they could have been in. I wouldn't name names, but some clubs have been sold. They've been sold since then. They have changed hands since then. You know, so it's tough. Like, I mean, I've been doing this for a bit longer, so I know actual clubs that opened just around the time of the discovery of COVID, so that's much worse. But, you know, there's, of course, we can say some guys have had a better run at it before COVID. But, you know, what happens after this? Would anyone dare venture into a business of this nature? Yeah. You did touch on economy. A Malay Mail says there's 250,000 jobs at risk here that contributes to the economy. International tourists is something that you must touch on as well. As the borders open, do they necessarily bypass Malaysia because there isn't any nightlife? So yeah, I can keep going on and on, but I don't really know. I don't really see the light at the end of the tunnel yet. I mean, you can keep pushing. There's 13 business groups in this appeal. Industries Unite and Hospitality Asia. I'm a part of both of those, and we're just gonna, I guess, keep plugging at it, keep trying. But you know.
Speaking of that, you know, that lengthy process, the amount of time that this has all taken, what can you tell us about the actual engagement that's been happening between the government and business owners?
It's these bodies that just have been formed recently, or some have been around, so they've united, and they basically only get to speak to via media. They push it through. They may know a minister of two, they push it through, but, you know, it boils down to what the government wants to say, deem to be safe and unsafe. There are even neighboring countries that have opened it up. There are neighboring countries who do large-scale events and entertainment. So we have been treated unfairly, I feel, in this entertainment/alcohol industry.
So talk to us about safety and compliance, right? Because that's the theme that's coming through from the government. How can nightclubs and entertainment business owners ensure that there's safety and compliance to SOPs if they can reopen?
I mean, by adhering to all the SOPs that are stated. You know, if you need to shut down a dance floor because there's just too high density, then at least give that as an option for the operator to do such, you know. The one we are noticing is this kitchen license, where you are allowed to open a kitchen, have a kitchen, and serve alcohol. So can you then allow nightclubs to behave this way, where there must be that SOP of distancing and the food element, you know? But there should be some answers, you know?
So according to Industries Unite, they've pointed out that allowing nightclubs to operate according to legislations and boundaries would allow for businesses to pivot into perhaps serving food or beverages. Is this a viable solution moving forward?
If you're asking a business owner like myself, I think it's viable. we will take whatever we can get. But it all goes down to the powers that be. I do not see it being different for a bar, a club to behave as a bar would, like I said earlier, with the food element. Eliminate the dance floor, maybe, or limit the packs. And maybe, for starters, govern the time. They've gone ahead and done that for other industries. You know, step by step, govern the time.
Now, you touched on the economy earlier. What potential effects might we see from the continuous closure of the nightlife industry?
I don't have the numbers, but you can look at how many. There are stated 1,000 entertainment centres, licensed entertainment centres by the Malay Mail. I don't know how much that contributes to the economy, but earlier I touched on 250,000 jobs at risk. So those are big numbers, you know. So, and especially when you're trying to get the borders, you know, open and get tourism to grow, you will need some form of nightlife, I feel, yeah.
What are your contingency plans if this closure continues?
Me personally?
Well, you personally, but I'm assuming that you also have been talking to your co-owners as well.
Yeah, I think everyone has a slightly different view on it. Some people remain hopeful. You're in phase four right now. It has to be coming soon that it's the last industry to be allowed. And there's some people, like I said earlier, I won't name who, has sold their clubs, has shut down their clubs, has found new operators. So everyone's behaving a bit different. It just depends on, I guess, the operator and how they are as a businessman and what their beliefs are. But I will add that moving forward, it is not such an interesting or lucrative business for someone to be in. And that also will contribute to the Malaysian economy and the taxpayers, you know.
Now, over this period of closure, right, has there been any assistance from the government in terms of funding or loans to help keep, you know, your businesses afloat?
What's been stated And what has been followed through with is different. I think in this line of entertainment, there's a lot of foreign labor that do work in this line. And most certainly, there wasn't any assistance for the foreign labor. Not a tremendous amount of locals, nationals, do actually hold bigger titles in the line of entertainment. It's not so affected. I to the local person in this line of work, as a worker, not as a business owner. On that point, there are also, of course, livelihoods of, like, example, a DJ who plays music for a living, a disc jockey. They haven't been paid in 2 years, and you don't know how much longer will that be. They probably have to learn to do something else, you know, like, I wouldn't say pivot, but get a new job, you know?
We have about 30 seconds left. What would you like to leave us with?
I guess for everyone to remain hopeful in this industry, as it shrinks, just remain really hopeful. And I guess it should come soon that we get some good news. That's it.
Rowan, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Rowan Sian, co-founder of The Roof, a dining and entertainment hub, talking about the decision, really, for nightclubs to stay closed, which is something that we keep hearing, despite the fact that really everyone else has been allowed to reopen, albeit with SOPs and so on. But that's not been the case for the entertainment industry. So we've been asking you, do you think it's time for nightclubs and the entertainment industry to be reopened? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, and keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.